We're talking with the Star Farmer of America for 2016, Tyler Snipe. And Tyler, what were you thinking about as you stood up there and you were the last one profiled?
Yeah, the wait was quite a while, and it's almost like it's, you know, kind of surreal. I don't know that it's really even sunk in yet. I really didn't know what to think at first, but I'm definitely very, very excited.
Now, it kind of runs in the family. Travis Star, a few years ago, and now you are.
That's right, yeah. My older brother, Travis, he was Star Farmer, actually, whenever I was an eighth grader. It was my first national convention, and he was Star Farmer then.
Let's talk a little about your program. You've clearly have been able to grow it. You've got a very diversified crop and cattle operation.
Yes, sir. So diversified cropland primarily consisting of wheat, wheat or canola, double crop soybeans, and corn. Also have a forage enterprise that primarily consists of alfalfa. And then I have some mature cows, mature Angus cows, and then I also have a bred heifer development program as well.
I know you've been working hard to try to, you know, make things work as far as economically is concerned. That's been a big worry, isn't it?
It has been. I think, you know, especially with the current commodity prices, it's challenging for operators to, you know, to always, you know, stay above their break-even points. And so I really looked at, you know, alternative ways to market my crops, really trying to push my seed wheat sales, you know, trying to forward contract a conservative amount of grain if the market happens to rally. Here lately, the past 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen decent corn rallies and, you know, kind of looking towards the 17 crop, maybe the possibility of marketing some grain right now. So kind of thinking outside of the box and making sure that you're marketing your grain above break-even points, I think is going to be key going forward.
I know that you're still thinking about what this really means, but boy, this is quite an honor for you and your family.
Yes, definitely. My family has helped me out a lot. My dad, my older brother, they've been there every step of the way and really given me the opportunity to grow and, you know, and expand in how I've done so. My ag teacher has been another great asset. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't understand the record-keeping system. And I feel like that's probably the single most important thing for a young producer like myself, you know, staying in business, knowing my input costs, knowing my numbers. I feel like my ag teachers, Mr. Schnurry and Mr. Matlock for sure have helped me tremendously from that aspect. And I've had several other people that have helped me prepare and that I definitely want to give thanks to.
I know that FFA's meant a lot in your life. You've had so many honors. It's almost hard to figure out maybe which one's the best.
Well, I don't know. FFA it has changed me as an individual and truly shaped me into who I am. Whenever I got an FFA, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I was kind of scared to talk to people. And, you know, it's given me the confidence to talk to people. It's also given me the ability to run a business and operate a business effectively. And I think, you know, in all reality for me, it's given me the opportunity to realize what I want to do for the rest of my life, and that's to be involved with production agriculture.
Congratulations.
Thank you.